Sit quietly and concentrate on each of your senses, one at a time. Be totally mindful of each of these experiences as you do them. Look around the room. Observe and see your surroundings. Begin to take in the empty space around you. Now, close your eyes and relax and feel totally at peace, comfortable with yourself. Feel the smoothness of the fabric on your chair or your clothes. Listen to the familiar sounds around you. Breathe and smell the air. Concentrate on the taste in your mouth. Feel your body as a whole, from the inside. Imagine radiant life energy illuminating every cell in your body. Become aware of awareness itself. Allow inner peace to flow through your body. Whatever you are feeling, allow it to be as it is. I want you to imagine and visualize yourself in a beautiful country landscape on a crisp, sunny autumn day. The countryside sprawls around you. Its multiplicity of reds, browns, and yellows, and the smell of freshly fallen leaves surrounds you. You can hear the crunch and rustle of leaves with every step you make. The cows and sheep in the nearby meadow compete for the coolest, shadiest spot. The only break in the sky's intense blue is the passing of the birds as they fly by. As you hear their call, you imagine that they are carrying your thoughts away with them as they swoop, clearing your mind. The sun is hot. There is a soothing, cool breeze tickling your face. It is comfortable to walk, and you follow a path that takes you to the foot of a hill. You turn and look behind you, and as you scan this landscape, you can see a tiny church spire and hear the sound of its bells in the distance. In this natural beauty, you sense that you are not alone. A tiny stroke of a feather touches your cheek. You turn gently, Next to you is standing a beautiful, translucent, bronzed figure. He stands 10 feet or more, his body glowing with strength, his robe the colour of autumn leaves, his beautiful golden wings shining and proud, his hair flaxen, his eyes a curious shade of black, where you can see your reflection, like in a mirror, a reflection of who you truly are. Placing his hand on your shoulder, he says,
I am earth, I am sky, I am all things in between. I am Sandalphon, the ruling archangel, protector of earth and the four elements. I am the archangel of divine music and sacred sound, the subtle sounds of pure, infinite love. With my help and permission, you will progress in the tree of life. I am the guardian of Malkuth.
You sense and feel his energy. He appears to glow with a warm gold inner light. Visualize and experience this connection with Sandalphon. Open your heart to his warmth and allow his power, love, and energy to gently integrate into your feelings. Do this now. He points to the top of the hill. You see an ancient yew tree, its complex silhouette standing dramatically above you in contrast to the blue sky. You walk up the hill, guided by this shining companion. At the top of the hill, the yew tree welcomes you. Sandalphon shows you a small opening at the base of the tree and stoops down to escort you inside. In the blackness, you touch the soft bark and feel the smooth moss. This is your tree of life. You know that here is the temple of Malkuth. Repeat the divine name for the temple of Malkuth 3 times, either out loud or in your mind. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. The temple suddenly becomes illuminated, and you can see clearly inside. You and Sandalphon are standing in the middle of a circle, in the centre of a cross, dividing the room into quarters. You see all around you that the walls and ceiling are made of sparkling, illuminated, smoky quartz. There are 4 windows, each situated on one of the 4 quarters of the temple. The windows are dark as if it is night. Before you stands the sacred altar of the double cube, magnificent in its divine simplicity. Upon the altar burns a lamp with a golden light. Its essence is of sandalwood. Towering above each side of the altar are the mighty pillars of balance, one black and one white. So tall, they seem to go on for infinity. Sandalphon says, "This is your temple, your tree of life, and your name has always been written here. You sense and feel that you are in the presence of divine truth. The room is now bursting with light and sparkling with pure golden energy. As you adjust your eyes, a beautiful young maiden appears. She wears a crown on her copper-coloured hair, and her physical presence is strong and reassuring. She holds a wand in her hand and takes you to the altar to behold the magical gifts of the Temple of Malkuth. Waving the wand in the air, a shower of stars sparkle into the room. The stars fly out of the window and up into the sky, leaving in their midst a sack of golden grain, an abundance of food, so that you will never hunger. Slowly, a silver-green mist rises up from the floor. Twisting and spiraling upwards, it showers a rain of precious stones of every colour and hue. Sparkling and glittering, they land in front of you, so that you will always have divine riches in abundance. A bolt of zigzag lightning hits the floor. There emanates a golden urn, spilling and overflowing with precious oil, so that you will find the divine truth. You breathe in, feeling overwhelmed and grateful for these magical gifts, knowing that they will manifest in your life. As you exhale, smile and allow feelings of appreciation, gratitude, and trust to flow from your heart outwards to every cell of your body, filling you up with a soothing sense of peace and security. The altar lamp is glowing with a bright citron light. You breathe in the sharp, fresh essence of lemon. Sandalphon opens the window of the east quarter. It lights up and glows. You feel a breeze of cool air on your face. The wind blows stronger. Russet leaves fly into the temple, circling the room. The crisp, fresh smell of autumn pleasures your senses. The maiden puts her hand on your heart. Feel her energy and heat, soothing and renewing as it blends with your own. Now aware of the energy and strength of your inner body, you feel vibrant and alive. To the chime of bells, Archangel Raphael, guardian of the East Quarter, closes this window and bows to you. The altar lamp is now glowing with a russet tinge. You detect the sweet smell of carnations. Sandalphon shows you the way to the window of the south quarter. A fire blazes outside, reflecting on Sandalphon's face and eyes. Dancing flames of orange, red and gold, they have burnt their message onto the window. Discern and discriminate. Seek only the truth. Visualize a warm, glowing orange flame, filling your heart with truth. Awakened to the truths in your life and of your life. Let this glowing light fill your mind, body, and spirit. Hold it there and stay with these feelings. You hear the sweet sound of a harp in the distance, and Archangel Michael, the guardian of the South Quarter, closes the window and bows to you. The temple now glows with an olive hue. Sandalphon has opened the window of the West Quarter. You can see and hear a wild ocean, the waves climbing and crashing, their rhythmic noise calming and soothing. A splash of salt water touches your face. Visualize the might and power of the waves, and as you do this, breathe vitality, strength, and harmony into your body. Expand your feelings. Imagine and feel a wave of good health filling you up evenly and completely. Smile as with each wave you feel good health flow into every cell of your body. A flute plays a sweet little melody. Archangel Gabriel, the guardian of the West Quarter, closes the window and bows to you. Look, says Sandalphon. Here is the window of the North Quarter. Outside, a midnight sky reveals a galaxy of sparkling, shimmering stars. In its midst, our planet Earth. You gaze, fascinated by its beauty. The sweet voice of the maiden whispers a message from the soul of the universe. Love and respect your planet Earth. Connect with the feelings of love that you have for this planet. Focus your attention into the center of your heart and feel appreciation and gratitude for Mother Nature and its beauty, the air that you breathe, the animals that dwell on Earth, and its harvest that sustains you. Bring the love and joy for this Earth into your heart. Feel your heart smile, saturating every cell in your body. A horn sounds in the distance. Archangel Uriel, the guardian of the North Quarter, closes the window and bows to you. The maiden stands before you. She holds out her arms to embrace you, and with a shiver, she melts into your heart. Her energies blend and merge with your own, uniting you with the wisdom of Malkuth. It is time to leave the temple. You thank Sandalphon and the archangels who protect the four quarters. Taking this wisdom with you into your life, your spirit lifted and glowing with energy and vitality, you say farewell, knowing that you can return to the temple at any time you wish. Repeat the divine name for the temple of Malkuth 3 times, either out loud or in your mind. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. The lights in the temple dim to blackness. You now leave the tree of life. Breathe in and out 3 times deeply. Slowly and in your own time, ground yourself and become aware of returning to this room, feeling peaceful and secure.